All right. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, what day is it today? It's Sunday, December 13th, and you're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. Here we talk about, a lot of stuff. But initially we were started talking about Texas independence and the groups that are working to achieve Texas independence. Well, that kind of waned for a few years, right? You know, we'll still touch on that subject. And guess what? We're touching on that subject again. You know, independence and freedom and liberty is kind of like one of those things that people are striving for all the time. You know, and I haven't really put a lot of thought into this part that I'm about to say. Maybe as individuals, as we grow up within our family, we're always wanting to, oh, I can do that alone. I don't need any help. That's fine. And then you got your parents bossing you around. The governments, they do that too. One of the most popular forms of government the latest couple hundred years has been this idea of a republic. And a republic was kind of where you get together as small groups and you band together for defense and trade and this kind of stuff, right? And that worked really good until it doesn't. Now, one thing that's happening currently is a lot of people are waking up and finding out that they don't have a republic anymore, that they don't have constitutional rights. We're going to cover a lot about kind of those subjects today. I have Susan Danzler on the other line, I hear, and let's just reach out to her real quick before we keep going down these rabbit trails. Susan, hello, are you there?
Yes, morning, Steve. Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Oh, man, I sat there and thought about how we should start this show. You know, I sent you a whole list of, the kind of subjects that I want to talk about today, and they really all wrap around Texas independence. And it's on the rise right now. I know a lot of you guys are all, you know, hey, that guy on the radio. Hold on, let's start with him. There's a guy that talks on the radio. He's been talking on the radio since I was a wee lad, right? You know, he's been on there and he's spouted more nonsense than I can believe. But last week, when he was covering this crazy little story that our attorney general, Ken Paxton? Yeah, I think that's him. Dan Patrick. Right, Dan Patrick. What am I thinking?
No, well, anyways, it's Ken. Huh? It's
Ken.
It Ken.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well, I have my name wrong here.
Okay, Dan Patrick is a lieutenant governor.
Oh, okay.
Well, he wears a custom boot.
Filed that suit, right? You know, and it was Texas versus Pennsylvania and Georgia and yeah, whatever, right? We're going to go to the Supreme Court, they told us. We're going to go there. We're going to, you know, they're going to throw it out, right? And then they shifted it, right? And they said, well, you know, Texas went to the Supreme Court as a move to get Donald Trump put in, but it really wasn't a move to get Donald Trump to be put in. It was a move to say, hey, we know you cheated, right? We want your cheating to not nullify our will, and it's defined within the Constitution, and, you know, Supreme Court's going to save us. Yeah, what happened, Susan? It didn't seem to save everybody, did it?
No, basically they said they didn't have standing, and, you know, I mean, this is going to make heads explode, but I kind of agree.
No, they didn't care before. Why should they care now, I guess, is the statement, right?
Well, they don't care that there's corruption and cheating in Texas elections, but yet he wants to go sue other states.
Yeah.
You know, I shoot from the hip. It could have been, you know, a double-edged sword. You know, next thing you know, someone's going to sue Texas for something that they do, you know. And what just absolutely blows my mind is Ken Paxton was going, in part, the lawsuit was about these states that you mentioned not abiding by, I guess, U.S. Election laws and their own state election laws. And,
right.
Golly gee, what did we have? We had, yeah. Outside. The key statement is outside of their legislature. As their state constitution provides for. But then what do we have? We've got Greg Abbott changing election law outside of the legislature.
Definitely. I see it a little bit more simply than that. We have standing that they don't follow the rules. It doesn't matter if they cheat. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Locally, here in town, we've got an election judge that got a call from the attorney general. And he said, let those people in. And he said, no. Huh. Okay. The little peon can, you know, really? Fuck, all you have to do is, oops, did I swear? That's bad. Sorry. Apologize, guys. Did they really do that? Yes, it happened. Right? Somebody just said no. And he's like, okay, we are going to cheat and we don't want you to see. Or maybe it's just simpler than that. He just didn't want anybody in watching the vote, and you know, we won't go there because that's all local stuff. But we do need to go through some local stuff. That was your national biggin', right, for Monday. But then that really wasn't the end of Texas for last week, right? You know, it all came crashing down on Friday. It was all... Supreme Court throws it all out, and it's gone, right? It was a double-barrel shotgun that was fired off last week. And I guess that's my only analogy. I can't really, I've been thinking of analogies for what happened, because as I sat on Tuesday as, Texas independence changed, a local representative here in Gillespie County in Fredericksburg, the guy who I go to his dang hardware store. Been doing it for, 12 years now. I've been walking in there, buying a damn screw, buying whatnot and whatever. Now he got elected to the Texas House of Representatives. And that was a big push. I remember we were there, big old signs, Kyle Biederman, do this and whatever. I'm going, yeah, all right, whatever. Okay, have fun with that. And, hey, guess what? They got him elected, right? Kyle Biederman got in there, and he's been in there for a little bit. When he first got in, a very notable point, I might add, another broadcaster of mine was down supporting a local establishment. It's the Tejas Smoke Depot, and he set up his broadcast gear, and he's over on Raging Elephant Radio and American Voice Radio Network and a bunch of other sources. He's multi-streaming. But he asked to talk to Kyle Biederman. He was a newly elected dude, right, House representative. So Kyle came down, and I was kind of surprised that, you know, a political type, and I didn't know Kyle, and still really don't know Kyle. I've seen him, right? I bought stuff from him. There you go. But he came down and they talked, right? And I watched the entire thing. And at one point, Doc Green goes to Kyle Biederman and says, what do you think about Texas independence? And he says, I really like the idea. He said something to those words. And then they discussed a whole bunch more. You know, I'm pretty sure that recording still exists in the world. But I'm not going to go dig it up, and we'll see if it surfaces or whatever. But all of a sudden, years later, on a Tuesday afternoon at noontime, I'm waiting on this live stream over on YouTube. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Nah, we won't talk about YouTube, but maybe who knows? I'm watching.
Yeah, you're waiting because Susan won't reveal what's going to happen. right?
I wouldn't ask you to reveal that. I might poke at you, right, and poke at the fact that, you know, you get, Susan has insider information on a lot of different angles. And, well, hey, I like that about her. But, you know, whatever. That's why she's along. She's really smart. I keep smart people near me. That's
smart
the way it
or
goes
smart
along.
Aleck.
What's that?
I said smart or smart aleck. There's
well, they have to be a little bit of both, you know, quite honestly.
Well, I wanna throw it out there that, you know, full transparency, I worked on Kyle's campaign diligently, raised about $5,000 for the campaign. Because our alternative was Doug Miller, you know, and those that don't live here don't know him from, you know, a hole in the ground. But I can honestly say Kyle and I have locked horns. We've remained amicable. But under Doug Miller, we would not have had
any
bill
representation.
We wouldn't have representation
Miller
under him.
Just like another vote for the same, right? Collapsing morals, the same collapsing government, the same collapsing world around you and I. Sorry. I just had to add that. Go on, Susan. I didn't mean to break
in. My point being is that we would not be having the Texas independence referendum bill filed if old Dougie was still in office. So, I'll give Kyle that.
Okay. And I'll give Kyle that, too. I am very happy that such a bill was finally filed. You know, because we're trying to do this thing, folks, right? And there's a lot of people working towards Texas independence, period. A lot of people that like the idea, right? And what does that mean, you know? We've got different groups and the what's called the Texas National Movement, that organization, they're bigger than a group and they're multifaceted. They actually worked to put a question on 2 years ago, or was it 4 years ago, or I can't remember, my time just goes by. And it was just a question. It said that, you know, if the United States government continues to not follow the Constitution, do you think we should follow the Constitution and leave the United States, or we should put it up to a vote or something like that? Do you remember that statement there, Susan, when that came out?
Yeah, I do. This has been a real push for 15 years. You know, this is Daniel Miller's goal in life is Texas independence. And, you know, I'm happy for him. One of the things the listeners might be interested in is the Republicans recently had a convention. Yeah, it was a Zoom convention of all things for the largest political party, if you will, in the world. And the way it happens is you at your precinct level, then your county level, and then you go to your state level. But at the precinct level, a resolution was drafted, had been around for a while, and it finally passed. It passed from the precinct to the county level to the state level, and then it was put before the Republican delegates in Texas. Would do you support an independent Texas? And 93%. You know, Daniel puts it this way. You know, 15 years ago, Texas independence was polling in single digits. I think, I think he said it was in 2011, 2012, a big poll was done, and it polled extremely high. 35% of Democrats in Texas said yes, independence, and, of course, a great number of Republicans. So, you know, I think... think what's happening now is the political establishment probably their heads are close to exploding because they know the votes are there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going upwards, and things like the Supreme Court lawsuit kind of, you know, emboldens that. I hate these words, but emboldens is correct. It allows it to actually amplify, because to me, a layman, right, you know, and I don't really care about standing. Standing's a lame out on this whole thing. It's kind of saying, well, you're not following the Constitution. I'm supposed to talk to you to make sure you follow the Constitution. And they didn't. They kind of thumbed their middle finger at Texas and say, screw you. That's not cool. But Kyle Biederman, our local representative, old Kyle, you know, he teamed up with the Texas Nationals. Well, I don't know how teamed up that is, but, you know, that's for history to write, and that's for Kyle, and that's for the Texas Nationals to tell us about. But they are both involved. But it's bigger than Kyle, and it's bigger than the Texas Nationals, right? I do appreciate the Texas Nationals carrying the dang ball. You know, that's huge. But you know, we're building on the backs of giants. Texas independence has been stirring since 1846. You know, 1846 was when Texas went into the United States of America. This guy named Anson Jones, he was the El Presidente, right? And he, and here's another point of contention amongst the Texas independence folks. He put Texas into the United States. And it seems to be an illegal process that he went about doing it. So everybody goes, look, it was a foul. It was a foul. We shouldn't even be a country. Well, who cares, guys? You know, quite honestly, we're in here, right? We're in here right now. Texas has been in the corporate United States of America. Well, we actually entered the Republic of the United States. We were like the 26th or 27th. State, somewhere around there. I think 27th was California, but you know, these numbers, they're just so stupid. Texas was independent once before. You know, everybody knows that. Now you see all these articles, Susan? And let's continue on this thread real quick before we bounce to all sorts of other threads. They all write the same thing. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Kyle Biederman just said that we should leave the United States of America. We all know that's not possible in today's modern age. Going, really, dude?
Yeah, everybody's all of a sudden a lawyer and a historian.
And an expert. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's like, well, they can't do it. You know, there's all sorts of arguments on that, friends, folks. And I don't really care. Right? This is going to happen one way or the other. This whole pressure cooker that we're in, you know, whether it be the COVID pressure cooker that has been falsely imposed on the corporate United States of America, you know, that's killing businesses left and right. I gave you an outline, and I kind of want to bounce this stuff off of you, Susan. Back in the early days, right, we've got a lot of people that have occupied Texas, proclaimed that they have a right to Texas. You know, back in the early days, in the 1500s, right? 1500s, the Spanish came over and they bumped the natives. Hang on, we're just getting started. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. Wish I'd pay attention, it's like you said, it's in my head, I can't run circles till the morning comes, when it does, I know it's on, it's you and I, wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I'm here with Susan Danzler, and we're talking about Texas independence. You know, straightforward, folks, you got to think about, and I don't know, maybe you don't even want to think about the past and the future and how they all mix together. As we went into break, I was telling you a little bit about, you know, Spain came in and thumped the hell out of the Aztecs back in the 1500s. That's kind of like where I see the start of Texas, right? Because for... what is that? 300 years, 1500, 1600, 1700, 1800. Yeah, for 300 years, the Spanish killed and destroyed all the writings of a culture, the Aztecs. And yes, they did heist people up onto pyramids and cut their heads off, but the Spanish did some stuff too that wasn't really cool. But whatever. So they, you know, after that many years, 300 years, dang Spanish or dang Native Americans, right? They used to be Indians or, well, Native Americans, lots of different tribes. They spoke Mexican, Spanish. They spoke Spanish in 300 years. Did they have any right whatsoever to leave Spain, to kick them out, those ungrateful buggers? Well, they did in the early 1800s, and, you know, well, they decided that they wanted to go with one of them newfangled republics, right? And so they set about building a republic. Now, at that time, they occupied the, you know, North America, the southern part of North America, all the way up and going up and above Texas, right, and all the way on the north coast. And they had big old swath, but they had one of those problems that they were too big, right? They couldn't support that much territory. they called for gringos to come out, right? You know, from the East Coast. They said, hey, gringos, come on, man, to homestead over here in Texas, right? We have a problem with these guys, these Apaches. Now, you know, it's kind of funny that the Apaches actually have been dated to arrive in Texas somewhere around the 1500s. And they were the biggest problem to the Spanish and to, well, the Mexicans, or they were Spanish people at the time. It was New Spain. But they were Mexicans and, you know, so gringos, white guys, Irish people, you know, whoever was migrating to the United States at the time were coming over there and they were settling, right? You know, you're like, okay, here I'm, build a house, plow a field, get my guts cut out by a Comanche. And so they needed a lot of fresh stock, and the Mexican government in the early days said, come on out, gringo. And then all of a sudden, this guy named Santa Ana came in, and I'm simplifying things, and I'll give you a chance to retort this history. Susan, you probably know this history a lot better than I do. I'm not sure. But they changed that rule, right? They said, no, gringo, go. Huh? You know, guy built that house. I built that road. There's that field. Leave. What? You invited me. Right? And they really did get along with a lot of the people that were there. And it wasn't this big old, there's plantations everywhere. Because everybody sits there and looks at Texas and says, oh, there are big plantations. And that was all it was about. No, these were men, simpler men and women. Real rough ones, man. I see the ruins around Fredericksburg. Right? You ever see a house made of stone with a little cross cut out in the wall? What was that used for? To shoot Indians? Holy crap! Really? Oh, that was the history around here, Susan. Am I getting any of this right? Am I getting any? What do you think?
Well, yeah, you are. I mean, we've seen it on some TV shows where it's accurate. I mean, they didn't have big old huge windows. They had windows wide enough for to stick your musket out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was fascinating. But you know, the people that the Spanish, right, were thrown out by the Mexican people who occupied or were laid claim to the territory that the Spanish had laid claim to. You know, the guy marching up and going, by the order of the king, this here the kingland. It's like, wow, is that how it's done? Damn it, I didn't get the memo. Okay, I'm going to try that. No, you can't try that nowadays. So we have Texas, right? Or they called it the Tejas Territory at the time. And, well, they were, well, said no. They said no. Said, no, we're not leaving. No, we had a deal. No. Right, and then there you go. Texas independence happens, right? You all know the story about Texas independence. Susan could tell it better, but, you know, does it need telling here? You know, all these brave men. These were, dude, this wasn't like some serious army. I guess they were serious. They were serious in their hearts and their well intent, right? They weren't well-funded. They weren't well-armed. Right, they had more cojones than probably buckshot. I don't know. It's amazing. Go ahead.
Well, what's interesting is that history repeats itself. You go all the way back to the Spanish coming in and, you know, kicking out the Aztecs, destroying their, like you said, their writings, their places of worship, their way of life. So cancel culture isn't anything new, okay? So if you want to wipe out a people, you wipe out their identity as if they didn't even exist. And we kind of have the same thing going on now.
Hang on. We got a break. I think I heard that. Right, Ken?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we were just talking about cancel culture and how it's existed. Well, who knows how long? You know, cancel culture real quick. We got a long segment coming up. News flash, Dilbert's creator, Dilbert, the dang cartoon, right? Scott Adams, he was just canceled, right? YouTube said, no more, you evil man. What's the world coming to? Well, maybe the world has always been there. Susan was just telling us about, we were just commenting on, you know, the Spanish when they came in and they thumped the Aztecs. I shouldn't say it, so they thumped the Aztecs. And they deleted all of their files, right? They burned everything and they made it so you can't even, you know, it's gone. That was wrong. And I think your point was kind of going towards, we're here today and they're doing it now. Is that right, Susan?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of, It's something I had never thought about, how old cancel culture is. But that's what tyrants do. That's what Hitler did to the Jews, and that's what the Spanish did to the Aztecs, and that's what's happening to us with the removal and the destruction of monuments and history. Whether history is good or bad, you have to learn from it.
Right, I know. And the funny thing is, oh, how history changes. So Texas became an independent nation right? When, you know, they ran around and dog and mouse or cat and mouse and whatever and turned around and dumped them, right? And so Texas, a bunch of guys just turned around and just bam, right? It was great. And then they captured the king and or the emperor at the time, Santa Ana, right? Yeah, he was and he gave up Texas. Hey, here you get these lands. And you guys can go into it in more detail. I'm just going to rough sketch this thing out. It was an interesting time, you know, 1835. And so they put this thing together and actually became a nation, became accredited. You know, there's different nations. They had debt, and that debt grew over 10 years. And I believe it was somewhere in the range of $10 million when Anson Jones kind of, you know, in December, you know, everything happens in December. Huh. What month is it? It's December.
It's December. Well, you know, there's not any difference really between, you know, what the federal government is putting us through now and what Santa Ana or any of the other tyrants put us through, you know, back in the day. And before I forget, there's so many questions and there's a lot of answers about Texas. People can go to tnm.me/Texas, T-E-X-I-T. I just have to say that Daniel Miller and the team put together an outstanding resource for people to go read and get some of their questions answered.
Definitely. Well, we haven't even got there yet, right? You know, that's a very important point. But, yes, folks, we are at that time again where a band of riggedy-raggedy people say no. You know, the Texas people inspired people back in the 1800s. It was just so flippant, inspiring. Yeah, and there were other people that were feeling exactly like the folks from the newly formed Republic of Texas 10 years later, right? Right after, you know, time was different back then, and the people communicated, and it took a while for communications to happen. The Mexican government still was not treating its territories well. You know, they were treating them a lot like they were treating, the Spanish were treating them. They were just a resource to give, you know, pay homage to me, give me those chickens, give me that goat, give me your gold, you got any, what do you got? Right? El Camino Real. This is a highway that runs on the West Coast. It was made. It's the King's Highway, right? It's a Spanish road. And it goes from the top of California all the way down to Mexico, right? King's Highway, right? Go up there, grab your stuff, come back down. Oh, damn, Indians thump some people, send some troops, right? Go thump them. We need new recruits to go over there because all our people got thumped. Okay, so this is colonization 101. They did that on the West Coast, too. And so in one thing that I'm fascinated by is I've seen a lot of people from California come in, and they have these hats, right? They love the flag of California. And I get it, right? You know, I see a lot of Mexicans, they have a Mexican flag on their thing. And there are Texans that have Texas on their hat or their shirt or whatever. But being from California and not knowing the story of California back when I was from California, because the schools don't teach history, you have to learn it on your own. Or, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't take enough history courses to actually find out the history of California. California sort of was, it started to become another Texas based on the Republic of Texas. You know, the people of California were tired of the Mexican Empire taking their stuff, right, and giving them nothing. That's like going, okay, so you got military up here and you're for thumping people, right? And you're taking my stuff, but you're not giving me stuff. So the more you keep taking from me. So there was a revolt, right, that happened in 1846. It happened around summertime. I think it was June when this started going on. And, you know, the Mexicans were bringing in more horses into Santa Clara, right? Santa Clara is a South Bay location in California. And some of the people from the North Bay decided that enough was enough. And, you know, this history has been fogged. This history has been really fogged because I've been reading about this for 12 years now. And what they say today is different than what they said 12 years ago. So I can see the manipulation in this story. So I can't give you any definites, but I can give you the fluffy bunnies. They got pissed off. They stole some horses. They went drinking at a general's house and came up with a plan to form a new nation. The locals there, they called them bears. The California Bears, right? You know, because they were grizzly. They had beards and they were stinky men. So it's like, and they came up with the first flag. They put a bear on it because everybody called them bears. Right. And they put a star on it. Right. Because of whatever. Maybe they were Masons. I don't know. But anyways, they come up with this bear flag and they declare independence. And that's where the Republic of California came from Sonoma County. Now, they didn't know that Texas had joined the corporate United States. No, actually, it was the Republic of the United States of America. They didn't know that, you know, the message hadn't gotten there. Well, they did their little revolt thing, and a couple of them were killed. And they all looked pretty dang bad because the Mexicans were coming in, and they're going to thump them. But then the U.S. pulled in, and they said, oh, shoot, now forget this stuff. We're joining the Union. And so they joined the United States of America. And America, or the United States of America, proceeded to thump Mexico. But that was a few years later and a more complicated twist into it. But both of these things, the Republic of California, right, the Sonoma Bear Revolt, dang thing is a very smaller version of how Texas became an independent nation. And, you know, it could have went on. And that's another story entirely. Have you ever heard the California Revolt story there, Susan? Have I ever told you that, or you read on it?
No, I have to admit, no, I haven't. It's a character flaw, or it's DNA, that all I pay attention to is Texas.
Yeah, I like that too. You know, I just find different similarities fascinating. Right, you know, and
revolt and revolution and independence pretty much mirror one another.
Yeah, you know, before the show, Ken and I were chatting in the little chat thingamajig, and you know, he mentioned Six Flags, and I go, man. God, what would do? Okay, what were the Six Flags about? And he goes, "They're flags from the that have occupied the land here in Texas." And you know what those flags are from? France, Spain, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the Confederate States of America, and the United States. Those all have claimed possession of this area, you know, at one time or another. And we're led to believe that, you know, Spain did 300 years in Texas. Well, they didn't really, they kind of put a flag and ran away. Somebody kicked it down and they put another flag. Right? It's ours. It's like silly. Right. Texas, you know, we the Republic of Texas, those 10 years, there's been a lot written about it, right? There's been a lot written about before the Republic of Texas, but everybody says now today, but you know, that will never happen. You know, nobody ever thought that Spain was leaving. Nobody ever thought that the Aztecs would be thumped by these guys from the other side. Nobody ever thought that Britain, remember Britain? They called themselves the United Kingdoms. Those were the territories that they conquered, right? They went around thumping all these old guys, right? France, we're thumping. Spain's thumping. We're killing them. Yep, they're better now. Yeah, give me your stuff. Okay, the UK, right? The great UK, United Kingdom, Great Britain. Poor bastards, right?
A little tidbit of information, Britain really wanted to maintain, control in this area. And, everyone was, those years between, I think, 1832, 1845, were... Pretty exciting or troubling, depending upon which side you came down on. But at one point, British tried to broker a deal, and I think this was also during the time of the Louisiana Purchase. But they were trying to broker a deal that the Texas border would be the Neches River, not the Rio Grande, and that the British would maintain control from the Neches to the Rio Grande, basically occupy in between Mexico and Texas, and that didn't go over so well either.
I can understand why it doesn't. Some things are just plain stupid. I was starting to go into the whole British problem, right? They had a thing called Brexit, and lo and behold, the people of Britain, growing up over the years that they grew up, didn't want to be menial slaves, and they had seen their lives transformed, and they had seen them transformed for years. Some of them had gone through World War II, and, all the path forward, they've remembered when they could build things. Their politicians threw them into an agreement called the EU, and slowly it choked them.
Well, fortunately, like you said, they could remember, being independent. And, look at this. Again, it lays over Texas and the federal government. The people of Britain could remember when they were in charge. They made decisions for their life, not some globalist board of directors over at the EU. We're up against the same thing in Texas. We've got federal government,
right,
that encompasses 10 square miles, making decisions, taxing, regulating, telling Texans how they must live their life. So the comparisons are there. I mean, argue and nitpick,
sure,
some of the details,
sure,
but the comparison is there.
Yeah. Oh. And so Britain, they're having there were a few reasons that the Brexit happened, right? And as we watched Brexit, and it still hasn't happened, folks, but we will see the execution of that here in a few days. Again, December, huh? Fascinating. Anyways, so what happened was they had all these books on what you can do and how you can build a paperclip, right? And you got this permit and this permit and that permit. And the British fishermen, they couldn't fish in their own waters because everybody else was fishing in their waters, because the EU says that everybody else can have your fish and you can't have your fish. And these great fish markets had 2 people, 5 people, 10 people with 4 boxes of fish. What the hell is this? So now all the fish that come from Britain come from somebody else gets to catch them this year. Big old hee-ha-ha, you-ha-ha, we-ha-ha, whatever.
And they voted, right? There was a lot of propaganda. The world is filled with propaganda, by the way, folks, and you know that if you're listening to Republic Broadcasting. And, well, for some damn, it won. You know, it passed. Brexit passed. And they all went, you know, happily into the future. No, they've been arguing for years now about how this deal is going to work out. You've got this super commodity market called the EU, super bossy individuals, hateful individuals, mean bastards. Hang on, this is the break, Republic of Texas Radio. Short segment coming up, and we'll finish this thought form in the next hour. Hang on.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. World War II was actually filled with a lot of propaganda. I didn't learn that until later in life. I thought all the propaganda was actually the truth. Crazy for me, right? You know, Britain, you know, we're talking about the EU right now and Brexit in particular. The people of Britain were under a great propaganda campaign as well. Their nation was at being under siege from the invading armies and yada, yada, whatever, you know, cut off. We need to come together. And Winston Churchill, Churchill, Churchill. Okay, great. But that's what they knew when they were growing up, that the Britons could stick through it, right, and get through it. And together, you know, we will survive. They had victory gardens and a rabbit, right? You know, and they didn't eat much, and dead people all over the place, right? That's what they tell us. But then that's what they knew when they were going into Brexit. And then they Brexited. All the millennials with their rectangles, they sat there and go, but no, I like driving over to Sweden. And, you know, I think you should give me more free stuff. You know, so you got two different cultures there. But they Brexited, right? You know, but where are they today in the Brexit? Do you know where they are today in Brexit, Susan?
You mean as far as
where the process
growth?
Is? Yeah, what happens next?
Well,
so let me tell you what happens next, if you don't mind.
No,
right now they're running into a hard stop, right? And the EU is pulling out its teeth and saying, okay, so by the way, we haven't agreed on anything, right? So there's going to be no deal. So here is a compromise. Here's a little sub-deal. Slide the piece of paper. Said, okay, you know, if we do the hard exit, we're going to have to cut off all roads, all air travel from the EU into Britain. And you wouldn't like that, right? So here's what we propose. This little piece of paper, you agree to this. And this was a couple days ago, right? And this little piece of paper gives us a year, right, to work things out again. Now, you will buy and trade stuff at the same price and abide by our rules, right, for 1 year. And we have access to your fisheries. And I looked at that and I said, oh, hell no. But what does that mean? That's kind of scary, isn't it, Susan? You know, all of a sudden you're cut off from the communists, I mean the EU. Are they fascists? I don't know what the hell they are. But that's what's happening to them. And that's a reality that they are living in right now. This is a thought, right? What if they shut down your borders? An embargo on Britain. Is it worth it? I think it is. I say bring it on. I'm not there, but I'm in Texas. I'm saying
I agree.
Texas. Bring it on. Dude, shut it down. Let's see. Come on. I'm done playing. Right? Brexit as a place, Brexit as a deal is where I want to be here in a minute. Okay, that's the end of the first hour.
There is a stark difference.
Let's get into that at the next hour. That was a short one. I hear music coming on. So hang in there, Susan.
Let's get damn loud and show the rebel within. The bottle's getting lower again, my friend. So do yourself a shot and let's start to sin. The bottle's getting lower again, my friend. Let's light up the smoke and live hard till the I'll do it right, you can do it wrong. Just look out, darling, cause you know I'm top strong. You can do me right and I'll do you wrong. Look out, darling, cause I'm showing you the rebel
financial burden and causing you grief. Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.